This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A lawyer for a whistleblower whose concerns about a phone call between U.S. President Donald Trump and the leader of Ukraine set off the House impeachment probe says his client is prepared to answer written questions from Republicans. Attorney Mark Zaid tweeted Sunday the legal team has offered to allow Devin Nunes, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, to submit questions. The whistleblower will answer in writing under oath and penalty of perjury. The surprise proposal comes as Mr. Trump stepped up attacks on the whistleblower as lacking credibility. Iraqi police officials say security forces shot dead three protesters and wounded 19 during a nighttime attack on the Iranian consulate in the Shiite holy city of Karbala in southern Iraq. The anti-government protests in Karbala and elsewhere in Iraq have been fueled by local grievances and mainly directed at political elites. More than 250 people have been killed since the protests began last month. Iran's nuclear chief says the country is operating dozens of advanced centrifuges in a move that further goes against the 2015 agreement the country signed with a group of world powers. He also says Iran is working on the development of even faster centrifuges. Reviving decade-old cries of death to America, Iran on Monday marked the 40th anniversary of the 1979 student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and the 444-day hostage crisis that followed. Demonstrators gathered in front of the former U.S. Embassy in downtown Tehran. Vietnamese media says police have arrested eight people in relation to the discovery of 39 dead Vietnamese in a truck near London last month. British police last week charged two men with manslaughter over the deaths of the group, whose bodies were found inside a container truck on October 23rd. From Washington, this is VOA News.